Dispatch.
May I talk to Vladimir, please?
Sure. How can I help you?
This is Lena with Bank of Cardiff. You left your information online for us to call you.
Sure.
Okay. So, Vladimir, what is the name of your business, please?
Bergstar Logistics.
Okay, and that's a trucking business?
Exactly, yeah, it's a trucking business. We're a carrier.
Mm-hmm. I see. And how many trucks do you have?
Currently, we have seven.
Seven trucks, okay. And what is the gross annual sales of your trucking business? Approximately, at least.
It's about $1 million. We don't, but gross sales?
Yeah, gross.
I think it's like 1.3 or 1.5 million.
1.3 to 1.5.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And you're in Arlington, Texas, right? Your business.
That's correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. And your business is a corporation or a LLC?
It's an LLC, S-Corp, yeah.
S-Corporation. Okay. Do you have any loans on your business presently?
Loans? No. Well, yeah, like the equipment loan, yeah, like the trucks are under payment, you know, trailers,
okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So all your loans are secured loans, so they are for trucks or trailers.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Great. And what do you need funds for right now?
What, excuse me?
What do you need funds for right now?
Well, we want to be able to get more equipment and have some cash flow so we can advance onto the next step. Basically, that's what we're looking for is to possibility of acquiring a place too. You know, we're paying too much rent currently. Mm-hmm. So we're paying.
So you would like to buy?
Yeah, there's a place that we currently use that we rent, and we're paying close, I would say almost $1,000 a month to them.
Mm-hmm.
But this place also has a house in the back, and it's like a 3 or 4 bedroom house. And, you know, currently we're renting, so we're paying about $1,700 a month. And the business itself, where this place is generating close, about $20,000 a month is what it's generating, the rental place.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, with that being said, I pay almost $1,000 between all the trucks and then, you know, with the rent I'm paying here, and the money that's generated over there, you know, they're requiring a 10% down, and
And what's the price for it? What is the 10%?
Well, they said 2.5 million, but you know, I think I might be able to get it for a little less. But
you need about $250,000.
Yeah, and the place is like I said, it's generating a monthly income of around $18,000 to $20,000 or more a month. It's a business. It's a rental place. It's like a storage place, and trucks park in there, and then they have storage spaces, and then I think in the front of the office there's like there's an apartment in there for somebody that can, you know, you can hire to take care of the place. And I think it's like a two-bedroom apartment in the front with office, warehouse. And then in the back, there's I think 3 or 4 bedroom house. And so, you know, mainly for the income that's it's been generating for the last, you know, couple of years, it's a secured place too. You know what I'm
saying? So it would be a good buy.
Good investment.
And can you secure? And can you secure the loan for it? Let's say if you do have this 10% down.
No, I mean, if I had the 10% down, I probably would, you know, I wouldn't even, because I can get it financed. I just don't have the down payment to do it.
So yeah, if I had my question. Can you finance it? Is any bank gives you a mortgage for it?
Yeah, I can get it financed, yes.
Yeah, you just need this 10%.
Right, yeah.
And you don't have any funds for this 10% down.
Excuse me?
I
don't have any funds, right. Yeah, but I can get it financed. I just don't have the down payment. So,
I understand.
We
probably could help you, but our unsecured loans, they are typically for 10% of your gross annual sales. So
right.
you probably can get about $150,000. I didn't see your documents yet, but you probably could get like $150,000 to $160,000. But $250,000, it's a little bit of a stretch. What it can be that we can get you, let's say, $150,000, and then in a couple months get you more. But immediately get you $250,000 would be difficult. But I think we can take a look at it if you will send me your 6 most recent bank statements and, and 1 year business tax return. Did you file 2015 already?
2015, I think they filed an extension on.
Okay, but you have 2014.
I have all the previous years, and all those years, I think the gross was around the same, about 1.3, 1.4, something like that.
Actually, we base it on the most recent 6 bank statements. The most important is your bank statement. I have
is
your
a,
email.
Is this a short-term loan or is this a long-term
loan?
Yes,
no, this is a short-term loan. This is maximum
short-term.
2 years. Yeah.
Oh, maximum 2 years?
Right.
Okay.
Yes. So this you will need to...
Is this those capital loans that, you know, they normally charge like a high percentage or something like that, or?
It's an unsecured loan, so it definitely will be higher than your mortgage or, you know, your trucks or trailers because that's all the secure loan. This is the unsecured loan. And usually, it's definitely higher. It's not extremely high, I would say, and we give loans to almost everybody. It's like 98% approval for this loan. And if you're saying that it's this property generates such a good income, then you will be able to pay it back probably pretty fast.
Right. So, yeah, and because like I said, I know the owner personally, and he's got, all the profit loss for the, for every month on what's generated in bank statements and all that. So we know the owner for a while, and the only reason why he's trying to sell it is not because it's doing bad. It's just he's 63 and he wants to retire. And and we have a good relationship with him, and it's out in the market. Nobody's jumped on it yet, and so we've been trying to push to see if somehow we can, we can do that.
Yeah, so maybe he can get like half of this down payment. You will not get. I know that's a bank who requires 10%, right? For to give you a mortgage.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So I think 150 might help. Maybe you will get
150. Yeah, I think I can talk to him about maybe, him putting the 100,000 and then we pay him off on a term or something like that.
Yeah.
I think he might be willing to do that. It's just the initiative of, having some type of cash to be able to get into the business. So
Yeah, in this case we definitely we can help. So again, my name is Lena. Can you write down my extension here or my direct
number?
Is
it possible you can
send
your information?
I will send you, yes, absolutely. I will send you an email, but you have a Gmail address, and I will send it to you. It will be from Lena at bankofcardiff.com. Just please look everywhere in each part of your Gmail, because sometimes they sent us to.
And what are you guys, an actual bank? Bank.
We are the commercial bank, so we do only commercial loans for equipment and for working capital. We also work with everyone in the business who initiates these working capital loans. We participate in each and every loan we generate or we give our loans, which doesn't matter for you.
And where are you guys based out of?
California. We are in San Diego, California.
Okay. And how do you spell your name again?
Lena. L like
Lena.
Larry, E. L like Larry, E.
Yeah.
And like Nancy, Lena.
Lena.
My direct number is 619-567.
I'm sorry, 619.
619-567-3726.
Okay. And is there an extension, or that's the direct line?
No, this is my direct line.
Okay.
My extension is 33644, but this is my direct number. I will send you an email in the next, 5 to 10 minutes, and I will send you the application, one-page application, which you need to fill out, and it's a sign. And as soon as you will send it back to me, it takes up to 48 hours to process it, and I will tell you exactly
Are the payments back on this loan monthly, or how does it work?
Okay, we have different. We have more than 40 different programs for working capital. We have monthly, we have weekly, and we have daily. Mm-hmm. When you have, you're not paying on the first of the month, you have the 21 payments, micropayments during the month.
Okay.
So we have, and it all depends on the qualifications of the business.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on the risk assessment our credit department will do.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds good then. I'll get that information over to you once I get your email.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you, Vladimir. And
thank you, Lena.
I'll send it to you shortly.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.